Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friends, Salamun Alaikum. Welcome to this episode of Lantern from IRIB English Radio. On the continuation of this program, we'll listen to today's story. What's the title of it? Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, Intellectual Humility. We are taught to seek and increase our knowledge, but we must also always remember to be humble, as there is so much out there that we do not know about. Our beloved Prophet has demonstrated that while receiving guidance and revelation, he still maintained his humility, and this can be witnessed in some of his iconic life stories. Before the military mission to protect the city of Medina from attack, Prophet Muhammad, peace and salutations of Allah be upon him and his pure progeny, decided on the best military strategy by gathering the views of his companions. Initially, he proposed to stay in the city and attack the enemies as they arrived in Medina. However, a majority of the companions suggested a different strategy instead, going to the border. The Prophet agreed with the views of his companions instead of his initial inclination. In another battle of Khandaq, the Prophet himself also sought the advice of a former Persian servant, Salman the Persian, Salman Farsi, to learn about a war strategy adopted by the Persians. These two episodes show how Prophet Muhammad maintained his intellectual humility and listened to others as they shared their knowledge. The life stories of the prophets teach us that we should aspire to model an ummah that exhibits humility in all aspects of our lives, as can be seen in his mannerisms and treatment of others.
We seek refuge from Satan the cursed, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, dear sisters and brothers from all over the world. This is Zainab Musavi and you are listening to the program Lantern from IRIB English Radio. Well, in this episode of Lantern, we will talk about humility and consultation, which are the major themes of what you just listened to. Humbleness is the root of all virtues. A humble person is always submissive before the majesty and greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and lays the foundation of his acts of worship on the platform of this significant virtue. In Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared that وعباد الرحمن الذين يمشون على الأرض هونا وإذا خاطبهم الجاهلون قالوا سلاما. The servants of the All-Beneficent are those who walk humbly on the earth, and when the ignorant address them, say peace. Surah Al-Furqan, verse number 63. About the subject of humility, the noble Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has also said that مَا تَوَاضَعَ أَحَدٌ لِلَّهِ إِلَّا رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. There is none who exhibits humility for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, except that Allah grants him greatness and eminence. Although all these recommendations have addressed ordinary people, no one can comprehend the reality of humility except the near ones to God. From amongst the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who have comprehended the unity of Allah the Almighty. submissiveness and fear with respect to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can only stem from humbleness, and this trait is discernible in the appearance, demeanor, and social and domestic conducts of the humble people as well, showing that they are far away from every kind of pride and arrogance. Arrogance and conceit are the moral vice contrary to humility. While an arrogant person compares himself or herself to another individual and has a high opinion of himself or herself, a conceited person has just an exaggerated opinion of his or her own positive qualities. Okay, let's have a break and we will be back in no time.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You're listening to Lantern, and we were talking about humbleness in Quran and narrations. And we talked about the difference between arrogance and conceit. Well, humbleness was practiced not only by the infallible imams and prophets, but also their true companions and fellows. We all know Salman al-Farsi, who has been the governor of one of the cities of Syria for some time. His conduct during the period of his rule remained unchanged from that before his governorship. He would always wear ordinary clothing before people, travel on foot, and even place his household things as security and surety. Once, while moving through bazaar, he saw a man who had purchased some alfalfa and was looking for somebody to carry it to his house for him. Salman approached the person, who failed to recognize him and agreed to carry his load free of charge. The man placed the load of alfalfa on Salman's back. As they were walking, they came across a person who immediately recognized Salman. "O leader, where are you carrying this burden?" Hearing these words, the man who owned the load realized that this man was Salman al-Farsi. He fell down on his knees and implored, "Forgive me, for I have failed to recognize you. Nevertheless, I must carry this load to your house," said Salman. When he had done so, he said to the man, "I have fulfilled my promise. Now it is for you to promise that henceforth you will never seek the services of anyone from anything. By carrying things which you are able to, it will not reflect negatively upon your manliness." What we learn from this story is that humility adds to the respect and value of the man, and nobody should be ashamed of doing difficult or less prestigious conducts. Imam Kadhim alayhi salam defines several degrees for humility. One of them is to understand one's merits and capabilities and to use them duly and with a pure heart. A man like this shouldn't behave people in a manner which he dislikes for himself. He will repay bad deeds with good deeds, restrain his anger, and pardon men. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the doers of good. Well, thank you everyone for being with us in this episode of Lantern. I bid you farewell, and may Allah the Almighty make all of us people of good character in a true sense. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi aman Allah.
ألا بذكر الله تطمئن القلوب.